Hey everyone, it is so good to be back with you for Pray Today. If you get an opportunity to thank our staff for covering for me in August on Pray Today, please do so. They did some amazing Pray Today devotions. Now, I've got to tell you right up front that for the month of September, Pray Todays are going to be a little bit longer. And so hopefully you're excited about that. I know some of you are probably not because you have it scheduled in at a certain time, driving to work or school or whenever you listen to it, or putting the kids to bed. But I just want to let you know that this is something I've been looking so forward to, is spending an entire month on hymns. And you're going to get something really cool this month. You're going to get me talking about 30 of the most famous hymns of all times, hymns that are important to me or that I sang growing up. And I don't know what kind of feelings it elicits in you when you hear that word hymns. It may mean that you feel like, oh, that reminds me of boarding church growing up, or some of you new to Christianity may not even know many hymns. But here's what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you about some of these hymns. I'm going to give you just some interesting factoids about the background, about the authors or the writers, and about the history of the hymns. And then I'm going to pray with you each day about one of the topics of the hymns or one of the verses or what the main theme of the hymn is. And then, as a special treat just for you, we have our very gifted musicians at both our Hayes and Colby campuses of Celebration that are going to play the hymn for you. They'll do different renditions of the hymns each day. They'll do more modern versions, maybe some temporary, some classical music. They're going to mix it up and it's going to be super cool. So I hope that you're as excited about this as I am. And if you're not, I hope you will be as we get into it. So with no further ado, the first hymn is one that I was reintroduced to in probably the late 90s. I was at a Promise Keepers men's event with thousands of men, and men being manly and learning how to be men of God and husbands and fathers that follow God. And the band was very contemporary at the time, very similar to what Celebration music was at the time. There really weren't any hymns or anything. And then at the end of the conference, during, I believe, the last night, the band started playing this hymn, and I was immediately taken back to my childhood. And this song resonated with me so much. I began tearing up and openly crying as I sang this song with thousands of men. This is considered the second most loved hymn in America of all time. And that is from a survey done by Christianity Today in the early 2000s. But this song, How Great Thou Art, was written as a melody and a poem in 1885 by a Swedish guy named Carl Boberg. And Boberg wrote this song after walking home from church, and he was listening to the church bells. Some of you have never had the opportunity to hear church bells, but walking home, listening to the church bells, and this sudden loud storm comes up, and heavy rain followed, and then a peaceful calm and a rainbow came out, and he got home and penned this poem that turned into this song. Now, obviously, over time, it would eventually be translated into English. And then where this song really took off in America was in the 1950s. And the song wasn't well known at all in America until it was introduced at a Billy Graham crusade, Billy Graham being one of my spiritual heroes for sure. And it was at Madison Square Garden. And this song was so loved by the people that they sang it over 100 times during that one crusade because the crowd wouldn't stop singing it. Isn't that cool? So since then, there's been over 1,700 recordings of this song, How Great Thou Art. And this includes Elvis. If you're a 90s Christian music person, Amy Grant sang a popular version of it. And then more recently, Carrie Underwood, Vince Gill, Pentatonics and Jennifer Hudson, One Voice, and even John Mayer saying this to a crowd after a mass shooting that we see far too much of. But what's the big deal about this song? Why does this song resonate? Well, I can tell you how it resonates with me is this song, if you look at the chorus, it is so simple, but so true. And it says, "Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art." So what we're going to do today is we're going to pray together. And then I want to encourage you to make this song that the band plays after this prayer as a prayer as well. So extend the prayer when I'm done. Enjoy this. And I'll be back with you again tomorrow. Father, thank you so much for the gift of this song, How Great Thou Art, because it's such a great reminder of who you are and your greatness, your awesomeness. And Father, would you forgive us when we don't remember how great you are, when we don't see things happening the way we prayed, when we don't feel like a break could ever come. And Lord, when we begin to depend so much on ourselves that we forget that you're the great one, Lord, may we step back and make you the CEO of our lives in this day and in every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. That God, His Son, not sparing, sent Him to die. I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden. Take How